Chapter 3. The Poppy Field. As they walked on, a lion suddenly appeared. The lion roared at Dorothy and her friends to scare them. Toto bravely barked at the lion, but Dorothy was scared that it would bite Toto. She hit the lion on the nose as hard as she could.
I wasn't going to bite him, said Lion. I just wanted to scare him so he would run away. I have no courage, you see.
A lion with no courage, said Scarecrow. We are all missing something. I need a brain.
And I need a heart, said Tin Man.
And I need to go home to my aunt and uncle, said Dorothy. Come with us to visit the wizard in Emerald City.
So they all walked on through the woods. Strange monsters chased them off the yellow brick road. They had the bodies of bears and the heads of tigers. They tried to scratch Dorothy, pull Lion's hair, knock down Tin Man, and take the straw out of Scarecrow. But Dorothy and her friends got away. When they came out of the woods, they saw a field of poppies. The smell of the poppies made Dorothy go to sleep. Then Lion and Toto went to sleep too.
What should we do?
Asked Tin Man.
We can carry Dorothy and Toto, said Scarecrow. But Lion is too big.
So they picked up Dorothy and Toto and carried them out of the field. But they had to leave Lion sleeping in the field.